Wildcat Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast. Man, oh man, it is windy out there on this Saturday, folks, in January. Here, January 15th, 2022. And we cover all things K-State Athletics, part of K-State University, the campus of K-State University, Manhattan, Kansas, on this windy Saturday here. We're jumping on board, jumping on here this morning for you guys here. I just told you to try to cover all things K-State, and we're going to go track and field. Obviously, before I do that here, obviously, I want to shameless plug episode 82 of the Purple Project podcast. It's out now. Came out late afternoon yesterday. It's out now, along with the rest of the dailies recorded from the week as well. Go check that out as well. So definitely make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. If you're not already, if you're new to the Purple Project podcast, welcome on board to the growing train that is the Purple Project podcast, folks. Obviously, as I'm recording this, obviously, later on this morning, actually, Texas Tech, K-State, here in windy, bleeping Kansas, and also snow on the ground as well. You never know about these things when it comes to predictability about this damn weather here in Kansas. You would have asked me. I know I'm going off a little tangent here, but you would ask me, younger Eddie, 10, maybe even 15 years ago, running this cold ass weather, I would have told you, heck no, I would not have done that, and I did it by myself. Usually I'm out there with a few other people, but I wasn't sure about how the ground was this morning, so I just waited out a little bit, played the safe game, and went out there when it's still out there winding right now, and it's snowing on the ground as well. So if you're living in Manhattan right now, this podcast will come out probably around game time sometime, or at a halftime, somewhere in there. Please be safe out there. We don't know how much we're going to get. It's hard. This weather, you don't never know. Sometimes, well, but glad you're on board with the podcast. It's growing podcast, continuing to spread its wings here. And I might be talking to a few others, important people in the city of Manhattan. We'll see how that goes as far as this podcast goes. But as far as this podcast goes, the track team, scored his third consecutive triangular title yesterday, track and field against KU and Wichita State. This game in Lawrence, the Wildcats earned 15 place finishes at the Ansel Sports Pavilion in Lawrence, Kansas, with fifth-year senior Tejuan Sankar, TJ, earning the high point score from the team, 21 points in four events. TJ has been in this program for quite some time now. Obviously, made the Olympic team at one point, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that, but he's been close several times in his fabulous K-State career. K-State ended the evening yesterday with 246 points, while KU earned 240. So, we got you on that one again. 6 points difference there. 6-point win over KU. Wichita State had 183 points in the triangular. K-State ekes out KU, but nothing sweeter but being KU in anything like football. I don't know about basketball. I don't know about basketball. The way that K-State's men is trending in the wrong direction as far as games. So speaking of which, the men are going to be playing here in a couple of hours. Luckily not in this wind, but obviously in Brandon's Coliseum, which I barely bet that given that me and my co-host Alex Aiden on the podcast said numerous times, the attendance at Bramwich has dwindled down despairingly. So yeah, that I can go down. That's a whole nother podcast. Y'all know that. But as far as track and field team goes, they continue their success third consecutive year winning the triangular event yesterday. 6-point win over KU. And obviously, Wichita State, a distant third. Cliff Orvetto, the director of track and field operations in the cross-country team, went on and say, as far as I'm concerned, it is important for our team to compete well and score competition. He goes on, mentions later, quote, we have to learn how to compete head-to-head and continue to improve at competing head-to-head. We, like other schools, we were without athletes due to COVID-19 injuries, etc., but you have to compete at your best with what you have. I think competed pretty well, and we did have some outstanding performances from this early in the season. This is going back to kind of what I'm trying to talk about with the men's basketball team. I mean, have blown these leads, especially the ridiculous 5-point lead with less than 90 seconds to go of the other night. I mean, it gives you no excuse. Cliff just made my point. He just made my point right there that you gotta, other players, this is your time. I mean, other players gotta step up, make things happen, right? And you got to take advantage when the window's open. I mean, you can't sit there and wait. When your number's called, you gotta step up to the plate. You gotta deliver a big hit or a big home run. I mean, that's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta do. And these individuals did, obviously, other than Sanshan Carr, did a tremendous job. Obviously, they got a transfer from LSU who's on that from the women's team, Emma Robbins, who participated in the women's weight throw, won that one with a 66-3 throw. Sophomore Emily Furr came in second with a throw of 63-6 as well. That was a new personal best for her. Jasmine Greer got third overall with a 61.675 throw as well. Felicia Williams, first in long jump, junior. Victoria Cena Batista Alves was right behind her in second there. Kevion Kerr led the way in the men's long jump with a 23.9. Sam Carr came in second in that as well. Other performers, Cade McCall came in second place in the men's weight throw. Jackson Gibson finished fifth there as well. Senior Kyle Alcine won the men's high jump with a 7.225. Cameron Garrett also jumped to a new personal best yesterday with a 6.10 as well. The women came in 1, 2, 3 in the women's shot put led by JC Schroeder. JC Schroeder came in second. My bad. Going back up here, hang on a second here. Jasmine Greer won that, led the way in that, won that one. The one shot put, Schroeder second. Grace Thompson came in third. Shane Carr was the triple jump winner. Behind him was Devin Richardson as well. So I'm going dart to dart around the score sheet as well. A lot of good performances in this meet, obviously, and K-State with the big dub over KU in Wichita State, their third straight year in capturing the triangular in Lawrence, Kansas. Not at you. So 6-point win in Lawrence against KU. Hell yeah, I'll take that. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. Spotify, Apple, Google Play, we're on that, Amazon, and more. The Pro Project Podcast here into the third weekend of 2022. And stay safe out there, K-State Nation. You're living in the state of Kansas, particularly here in Manhattan, where currently, so I'm putting a wrap on this podcast. It is still windy, super windy out, and the snow continues to fall on the roads. Be careful going if you decide to go to Ramledge here this morning for the 11 o'clock tip, which is scheduled to be 11 o'clock tip central. Be careful out there, and let's see if the men can straighten up, get their act together, and try to knock off a red hot Texas Tech team. We'll see how that goes, or they're going to be in danger of going 0-5. Right now, 0-4 right now is the worst start in conference play since going back to 2019 to 2020. We'll see what Bruce Weber, can that team bounce back from blowing a golden opportunity the other night? This has been the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats.